fantasy, rage, horror, tenderness. The latest album from singer-songwriter Sasami, called Squeeze, is unapologetic. The album is all about catharsis, an open invitation for femmes, people of color, queer folks, and anyone else to revel in pent-up frustration and disillusionment. Sasami joins us now from Vermont. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Some of your newer work is described as new metal. How does that differ from heavy metal that people might be more familiar with?
New metal is a genre that came out more in the early aughts and is a bit more of a blend of pop and metal, and at least the inspo that I get from it is a little bit less serious, and it's a little bit more clowny and bizarre.
Is there a song on your album? What song do you think best represents that vibe that you're talking about?
Probably Skin of Rat. I think I was thinking about how a lot of the metal songs that I feel really connected to the instrumentals, sometimes I don't feel as attached to the lyrics or the screaming part of it. So I wanted to employ the sonic elements that are emotionally connected to the feelings that I was trying to elicit, but with lyrics that are kind of more connected to my experience and my community's experience. The album is way more fantasy than autobiography, but I did want to kind of highlight some of these rage-filled feelings about systemic oppression or just maybe personal experiences with people who dominate or abuse their power, and the song is kind of fighting back against that.
Yeah, can you say more? I mean, what is that experience that you're referring to?
I think that there is this kind of socialization, especially for femme people, to forgive and not fight back with violence or not stand up for yourself. And while I do not condone actual violence, I do think there's something to be said about having a cathartic experience where you're processing domination or aggression. And I think it's important to kind of get that out before you start the process of healing. And I think that a lot of times for femmes, it's called hysterical or bossy or aggressive as opposed to just standing up for yourself. And so this song is kind of an anthem for standing up for yourself.
Can I ask what's fueling that? I mean, what has that looked like in your life and the life of your family?
You know, my mom is Zainichi Korean, so she's ethnically Korean but was born and raised in Japan during the Japanese occupation. And actually, she's always kind of had a fighting spirit, even though growing up, I've had a relationship with her that's like, children are seen and not heard, and you don't really have like adult conversations with your Japanese mom. She just kind of provides for you. And I didn't have like a very traditional kind of American mom-daughter relationship. So I've done more research on her history and her cultural experience, and it enables her to get more vulnerable and open up about her experience. I knew growing up that she was bullied a lot and experienced oppression, but I didn't really understand the gravity of it until more recently.
I think you used the word non-traditional, and you had a non-traditional childhood in more than one sense. I understand you grew up in the Unification Church, what many people know as the Moonies, and what many people have described as a cult. Am I hearing any response to that in your music?
Definitely growing up in a religious household, there's this very sense of like good and evil, and anything that's negative or violent or aggressive is evil, and the only way to really combat that is through forgiveness and goodness and healing. And while I definitely subscribe to those things, I do think there is an element of short-sightedness in that. I think that you can kind of put a band-aid on some of those experiences with forgiveness and healing, but I think without actually processing them, it's kind of not long term. I think it comes to bite you later in your life. So yeah, I think that the kind of religious way of dealing with darkness hasn't necessarily been a long term game plan for me, and making metal seems to be more the game plan.
Well, yeah, you kind of lean into and explore and even play with that darkness, that heavier space in your music and in the way you present yourself on stage. I know you were inspired by Japanese folklore, specifically the Nureyona sea serpent with the head of a woman. And from what I've read, she tricks humans. She wraps her body around them and squeezes them and drinks their blood with her tongue. How did you come across this charming creature?
Like I said, I had been doing a lot of research on Zainichi cultural history, and I was also taking an intensive Japanese language course. And to reinforce that, I got very into Japanese horror, Japanese TV shows, these Japanese yokai characters who have kind of in modern day been adapted to Pokemon or some kind of like cuter versions. But the traditional versions are pretty hardcore, like Nureyona, who is this very duplicitous character that has this beautiful woman's head, which when she's in water, you kind of just see a woman that's washing her hair in the water. But if you get close enough, you see that she has this snake body, and her energy echoes some of the sentiment on the album, which is this multifacetedness of beauty and femininity and tenderness and sensitivity, but also aggression and violence and power. And so I thought that she was a pretty good totem for the album's character.
What do you want your fans to feel or to take away as they listen to this album?
I think naturally some people will gravitate to some songs more than others, and that's totally fine. All I can do is do my best to do my due diligence to bring the songs to life. And once you set them out into the ether, they kind of don't belong to me anymore. And so I kind of actively made a more open-ended record that I hope people will take ownership of on their own and have their own experience with it.
That's singer-songwriter Sasami. Her new album is called Squeeze. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.